Friday, I should correct it and say. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. It's always sunny when Eldon Scott is in the studio. Good morning to you. Eldon is with Sonny's Barbecue. He is the Chief Kindness Officer. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, Meg. Good to be here again.
Yes, he's all decked out. No. Got the fringe shirt, the hat, the whole nine yards.
Every Friday, you know it.
Yeah, you got to have it.
Got to come and celebrate with the Friday in fashion.
Absolutely. In the Sonny's studio, we'll have a giveaway later on this morning.
Of course, so. Every week we're going to have a little Sonny's Barbecue giveaway every week. So y'all appreciate y'all listening in. I don't know what's pulled up over here. It looks like I can actually see all the texts that are getting called.
I don't know if you want to see them or not.
So this is exciting. So 850-437-1620. If you got a question or when it's time to do that giveaway, make sure you have that number ready
to
go.
That's right. Well, talk a little bit. We might have some folks listening that are coming into town, or maybe they're not familiar with Sonny's Barbecue. Maybe just kind of tell a little bit about the locations and where they can get some barbecue today.
Yeah, we have four locations here in the News Radio listenership area is what we like to say. And we have a location over in Pace, Florida, which is on Highway 90, about a mile west of Avalon Boulevard in front of the Lowe's Home Improvement Store. We have our 9th Avenue location, which is just south of Creighton Road. If you're familiar where the firehouse there is, where the airport runway is.
I like that one.
We're tucked right back behind
that AutoZone. Got some nice trees and picnic tables.
Yeah, such a quaint location. Yep. Got a little front porch. Mm-hmm. Got a banquet room there. And so we got the banquet room. So if you're having a party, hey, you've got those holiday parties, you need to get those on the calendar. Mm-hmm. You don't want to miss those. You don't want to miss your date. So go ahead and get those scheduled. Call us at the store. Or you can give me a call, 850-418-3331. We'd love to take care of you, host you there for your Christmas party, birthday party, whatever, baby shower, whatever it might be. No cost for the room.
Which is great.
It is just the cost of the food. So we'd love to serve you some slow smoke barbecue for your event and bring your friends.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, we got our Navy Boulevard store on Navy Boulevard. Go figure. It's right there. Right there about a mile north of the Pensacola NAS main gate. And we do also have a banquet room there. We can host up to about 75 there. And I just had a retirement ceremony, but a end of commission ceremony for a friend of mine, Gary Boggs. And he was just over there yesterday.
Oh, congratulations.
And, so he finished his, I don't want to say the wrong term, but he finished his tour at NAS. And so they had a little party over there. So it was a good time. And then we have our Pine Forest store, which is technically on Shelley Road, located just there off the beaten path below, just south of I-10, behind the Cumberland Farms gas station. So you can tuck back there. You can find it back there.
And if you find yourself not sure exactly, maybe you didn't have a chance to write this down, you can always check it out on the website.
You can find the nearest location nearest you. We're all over the Southeast. So sunnysbbq.com. So it doesn't matter if you're here in Tallahassee. I just got a message from someone the other day. He said, hey, I'm over here eating on Sonny's in Tallahassee. And I was like, well, that's part of our franchise group. So it's a sister store to us. So if you need help, whether it's Tallahassee, anywhere in the footprint, we're all over the Southeast. We'd be glad to take care of you. Even if it's not necessarily for my franchise group, we have good partnerships with the other franchisees in Panama City. I did a catering for someone in Jacksonville. Mm-hmm. Misty, who used to be the executive director for Art Gateway, she moved on. She moved to Jacksonville, needed catering, so got her taken care of. Called the friends
now
over there and
I
said, hey, let's make it happen. So
I love it.
Whether you're in Pensacola here or abroad in the Southeast, we'd love to take care of you at Sonny's Barbecue, which brings me to something we need to talk about today.
I think today's a very special day.
Big day today. It is Sonny Tillman's birthday.
Oh, the founder of Sonny's.
The founder
barbecue.
Of Sonny's. This is technically, I think they call it the heavenly birthday. Oh, this is his first heavenly birthday.
He passed away in December,
early December last year. He would have been 97.
Wow.
Would have been 97. And so we have a special at Sonny's, and we always do. We've always done it on his birthday. So we have a $10.99 rib dinner.
Nice.
And so y'all come on by. No coupons, nothing requires. Just come on in, but make sure you download that app because you're going to get those reward points. So don't miss that opportunity to collect those reward points. But $10.99 all day today on Friday, only today. for a rib dinner. So come see us and celebrate
cool.
Sonny.
This is his birthday. And I'm kind of curious, how did this guy, I mean, he started this, if he's 97, he started this a long time ago.
Started it a long time ago. So he got into the barbecue business with some friends of his. I believe maybe some like distant family. I can't remember exactly. But it was an old chain called Fat Boys Barbecue. And so he started it with them. And there was actually a Fat Boys Barbecue here in Pensacola. It was
really?
Up on 9 Mile Road at one point. This was years ago. I think it's 25 years ago. I mean, they were there for a long time. But, so that chain started.
Mm-hmm.
And he
was part of Fat Boys.
He was part of, it was Sonny's Fat Boys Barbecue.
Oh, wow.
And then he diverted off of them. You know, mm-hmm. his two brothers, and they were, you know, like brothers do, fight. And so he decided, hey, I'm going to go out and do my own thing. So he started Sonny's Real Pit Barbecue.
Wow.
And so that was 1968 in Gainesville, Florida.
Wow.
The original location there on Waldo Road. It is still there.
Oh, no kidding. I didn't know
out,
that.
Yeah. Shout out to the store there. They do a great job. So I had opportunity last year to go and actually meet Sonny.
That's right, you did. How
I
was
got
that?
To meet Sonny. It was great. It was a good time. So it was really cool. And I'm really glad I got to meet him,
absolutely.
You know, before he passed away. And so a long legacy. I think we're at 58 years now of slow smoke barbecue and family and food and good times. And so it's an honor to work for a great company and have a culture of, you know, supporting the community and doing good barbecue.
Well, I go to the 9th Avenue store a lot, and I have to say, as soon as you walk in, it's just so relaxed, the atmosphere, and everybody's so friendly, and you do feel like you're just kind of hanging out somebody's house.
That smoke smell hits your nose.
Yes.
Yeah, every time.
If you weren't hungry before you walked in, you're going to be hungry after you go through the door. That's for sure.
For sure. So, but yeah, so that's a, you know, something we've always done for his birthday. So
mm-hmm.
we got
that's
that $10.99 rib special. So y'all come on out today, celebrate a legend in the barbecue world. And
that's pretty cool.
Have some barbecue in the name of Sonny.
If you just joined us, we're talking with Eldon Scott, Chief Financial, listen to me, Chief Fiscal.
Chief
Kindness. He's the CKO, Chief Kindness Officer for Sonny's Barbecue. If you've got a question for him, please text it on in. It could be about the menu. It could be about the history. 850-437-1620.
That's right. We got a little giveaway we're going to do here in a little while.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say it was something we got to talk about. We had that feast and float last Saturday.
How'd it go?
Ooh, it was a good time.
I saw a lot of great pictures.
It was a good time. It was a lot of fun, a lot of hard work. Shout out to the Cat Country team that came out and did a remote.
I saw course. The cat was there.
Yeah, the cat was there. We
did
had
the cat
a good time.
Get in the water?
Cannot confirm nor deny.
Well, cats typically don't jump in the water, just to say,
So. The cat, we had the inflatable cat. It was a little too hot for the cat to come out. So.
Right.
But it was a great time. About 400 people, you know, came out down the creek. They said it was the busiest day of the year for the canoe tube rental place.
No kidding.
So,
well, it's not a surprise with Sonny's Barbecue here.
A lot of friends came out and just parked in the park and come hung out and mm-hmm. brought the kiddos and the grandkids to the beach and just played out there. And we had a bunch of swag that we gave away, some limited edition swag. I wore the sunglasses here last week.
I have my sunglasses in my purse. Yes, I do.
Yeah,
they're
good. They're nice.
Cute.
Yeah, I like them.
White frames.
Yep, I like them.
Pretty cute.
So got mine in the car. So, you know, they're pretty cool. So if you got your hands on some of those, congratulations. If not, maybe we'll have some again next year.
There you go.
Maybe we'll have some again next year. So that's what we're looking forward to. We're talking about it, and we're just, hey,
you
got to
do it again.
Time.
You got to make this an annual event.
I think so.
It'll be fun.
I think so.
So what else is coming up with fall season? Lots of
goodness.
Festivals are happening. Lots of things going on.
Lots of things going on. There's like three things, and I'm like, hey, I need to talk about those things.
Okay.
And I'm drawing a blank on all of them right now.
Oh, no. You need to bring in the cheat sheet.
City of Pensacola's got the movies in the park
there
tonight.
There you go. I knew there was one. Yeah. I think it's Zootopia, actually.
Is it Zootopia?
Is
it Zootopia 2?
I'm not sure. Oh. I just saw the Zootopia.
Oh.
But could be 2.
But it could be. I don't know.
You probably know better.
Somebody
than
at the City of Pensacola, text in 437-1620. Texas, let us know. Oh, somebody said up. No, up was last week.
Well, let me double check.
I'm looking
I can certainly double check here.
Yeah, we'll find out.
We can find out. Okay, while I'm doing that.
Yeah, let's talk about catering. Obviously, football season is coming up. Everybody's excited about football season. Little pregame or preseason game on last night, and there's several other games. So if you're having a I think fantasy football draft is about over or maybe in season. Hey, you're having a draft party. get you some catering, order you some of those Sunny Slow Smoked Wings, get some barbecue meatballs, get our buffalo chicken dip. So we have some items that we do for catering that we don't necessarily do in the restaurant. So you can go to sunnyscatering.com. I see my wife says Zootopia too.
Okay,
I'm looking at the confirmation of it,
and I'm looking on the calendar. Because this is a reschedule.
This is
the reschedule.
Yeah.
Yes, it is Zootopia 2.
Zootopia
our listeners,
2.
Correct.
There it is. Yeah.
There you go, and that starts. I think they start early with some fun things to do. They'll have some.
Water
games,
slides.
Water slide, things
we'll have
like that.
Have a little Sunny's barbecue out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll
and I believe the movie starts right at sunset, so
8 o'clock. It's about 8. Yeah, about 8:10. Like I think they wind up starting, so they kind of start shutting things down at 8 o'clock and give it a few minutes to get a little bit darker, and then they crank that movie up. So
there you go.
It's always a good time. Always a great turnout. So shout out to the Parks and Rec people for doing a great job with the
fun.
The
it's
movies
perfect.
In the park.
Yeah,
yeah
it's great.
Fun. It's a good time. Let's see here. They got that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, goodness.
What else
so
you got
so
going on? Parade of Homes this weekend.
Parade of Homes this weekend.
Starting today. Yep. So if you get a chance.
They're going to have the Dream Home. So the Home Builders Association and Pensacola Association of Realtors, all those folks will be out. And so definitely go check those out. And get to either of those through their website, I'm sure, or Facebook pages.
Well, now's a fun time to head out to the beach because what's kind of nice is the big tourist rush is over now that the kids are back in school. This is my favorite time of year because for the next month or two, we get the beach to ourselves. It's awesome.
Yeah, it's not so crowded.
No,
it's
not
kind
so
of
crowded.
A little bit of a lull.
Still gorgeous.
Still summertime.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Still
you don't
nice.
Don't have to fight the traffic out there as much. So.
Okay, one of our listeners just sent in, because we are going to be doing a giveaway in a few minutes here. One of our listeners sent in for you, Eldon, said that we should do happy. He said, happy birthday, Sonny, which is his birthday today, Sonny Tillman. He said, and because he's not would have been 97, the texter says, I think we should make the 97th person to text in, happy birthday, Sonny wins. I'm going to get started right now.
Let's get started.
We might be here for a while.
Hey. I don't know who you are that's texting in, but we should be friends.
I know. We might be here for a while for 97 texts.
We'll be here till you're off the air, Meg.
Well, maybe till midnight. I don't know.
We'll see.
Not too bad. Yeah, that's pretty funny.
That is funny.
Oh, and then also somebody just reminded us Cinemas in the Sand is tonight as well. Movies on the Beach. That's right.
Uh-huh.
I'll see if I can find. I'm going to look it up real quick here. I'll get our research department on this and see if we can find out exactly.
While you're doing that, I'm going to talk a little bit about catering. So we like to say we have three ways that we cater. So we do pickup catering, so whether you need just get some slow smoke barbecue to feed 10, 20, 30 people, whatever it might be. Just did a baby shower for one of the fellow ambassadors, Jacqueline Colbert. She had a baby shower last weekend, and so we did food for 40 people and just came and picked it up.
Wow,
and
nice.
Had a little party room reserved at Neighborhood Association, and so they came and picked it up. So if you just need a pickup catering, we can definitely help you out with that. Whatever you need, some pulled pork, some barbecue chicken, you just schedule it and tell us what time you want it to be ready, and we'll have it ready for you, help you load it up, and get you on your way to have your barbecue party wherever it may be.
Well, here you go. You could actually, what we just found out that Cinemas in the Sand is tonight. That's going to be at Casino Beach on Pensacola Beach.
Yeah.
The movie's Goat. So go by and pick up a little thing for the whole family. Get a little catering to go.
Yeah.
Take it out to the beach and
get
you can have a
little
lot of
family
fun.
Feast.
Yeah.
Maybe you win the Sonny's gift certificate and have a great family feast that you could take out to the beach and
why not?
Enjoy some slow smoke barbecue. On the catering side, we do typically ask for at least a 24-hour notice on pickup caterings. For delivery, 48 hours. And if we're doing like a setup and serve, at least 72 hours. We like to do at least a week out. That way we can get things scheduled with the team. That way we got the people to come out and actually do the service. Last night we actually did the shout out to Fiesta Pensacola. Yeah, so we actually did their a volunteer sign up for the seafood festival. So we were there catering there and had a nice little picnic, barbecue picnic out on the back lot there of the warehouse. So
yeah, that sounds like fun.
Yeah, it was a good time. So everybody came, hung out, served up some slow smoke barbecue. And so shout out to all the folks at Fiesta. Jen Shishati and Margaret Ann.
Getting ready for the big event.
It was a good time. So they had all the volunteers coming and signing up, and we served them food. So we bring a team out, set up, serve it, clean up, and get out of there, and you don't have to worry about anything.
No.
Other than finishing your leftovers if you don't need all the barbecue.
Or whatever you're going to take home.
Which is not a bad problem.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a bad problem.
Not at all.
Well, let's do this giveaway.
Okay, we're going to do 97th.
I see the We're going to go with the seventh. How about that?
I think seventh that's a person, much more reasonable.
Seventh person to text in NFL.
Oh, okay.
Oh, going all a little right. different yes. because, you know, football season's coming up.
Okay.
We got those wonderful Sonny's chicken wings, 50 wings for $59.99. It is a great deal. You get them tossed in whatever sauce you want. I mean, or you can get them naked. They're delicious okay. naked. You know, they're
so that's what we're giving away
wings.
Today?
Or we're the $50 gift certificate.
That could get that. I gotcha.
Yep.
Okay, so the number is 850-437-1620. Text in NFL, and be sure to put your name with the text so that I can call you out, so to speak. And we said the seventh texter?
Seventh texter to text in NFL.
Okay, I'm going to be doing that while you're talking about?
Summer menu.
Summer menu. There
Let's
we go.
Talk about the summer menu a little bit. That was one of the things that we did out at the Feast and Float out on Blackwater Creek. Shout out to Gerard, the park ranger out there. He was a great host. Definitely made sure that we had everything we needed and kept us taken care of the whole time. So really appreciate all the hard work he put in to help us execute that Feast and Float last weekend on Blackwater. So, but the goodness. Oh, summer menu. That's right. we sampled some of our slider trios. A slider trio is something we have on the summer menu. We do a chopped brisket, pulled pork, pulled chicken with some pickled onions and pickles. So if you're not sure what kind of sandwich you want, you can get that slider trio, get a little bit of each of them. And so it's a great way to kind of sample some of our meats in a different way. We have our brisket mac and cheese. That is a fan favorite right now. It's a little chopped brisket on top of a heaping Yum. Portion of mac and cheese, some onion straws, a little cornbread crumble, a little barbecue sauce. So that is a big favorite right now.
Okay, and we have a winner.
Winner barbecue
dinner.
It's
not dinner. The 97th one.
Not the 97th,
but it is
but
the seventh one. So congratulations goes out to Joan. Joan Irby wins the $50 gift certificate. So congratulations, Joan. I will be sending you information on what you need to do to pick up that gift certificate via text as soon as the show is over.
Congratulations, Miss Joan. She actually came out to the Feast and Float.
Oh, no kidding.
Yes, Joan Irby. She works with Guardian Ad Litem.
Oh, excellent. So, okay, yeah, good.
I don't know what her official title is, but she's, you know, one of the main people here that does the recruiting and helps make sure that the kiddos got representation when they go to court and have the need to have somebody
very important role to
yeah,
play
yes.
for sure.
Good
and
people.
By the way, we almost got about 97 texts in.
Did we?
Lots of folks looking for some barbecue this morning. So thanks to everybody that's listening this morning, and thank you so much for texting in. We appreciate you.
Maybe we should do that one show, just like see how many texts we can get in.
True.
Just like kick off with the giveaway.
Interesting. Okay. Well, that could be.
And the final texter gets the gift certificate.
Okay.
And it has to hit a minimum. No, ma'am, maybe
right,
not.
Maybe we need to rethink this.
Maybe.
Just a little bit.
Well, let's finish talking about that summer menu. We
yes.
got those cherry cobbler egg rolls. They are delicious. If mm-hmm. you've not had those, check those out. We have the sweet vinegar sauce. So if you like a vinegar-based sauce, that's one of the items on the summer menu. So it's one of two of our seasonal sauces. The other sauce is the cherry cola barbecue sauce, and so we have those pork burnt ends that we're doing with that cherry cola sauce. We sampled them out there at the Feast and Float, sampled them at the
so
Favor House
good.
Roundup.
It's
those
really
are so good.
Good.
They're
yes.
so good.
I was surprised. I wasn't quite sure what to expect,
yeah.
but the taste, I really liked it.
Yeah. You know, and so when you put them on those pork collar bites, the burnt ends, they, you know, it just kind of caramelizes that cherry, and it just kicks. Yeah, it's good stuff. So if you've not tried those, check those out. They're a bunch of good little morsels of bites mm-hmm. of barbecue. I don't know how to explain it.
It's just
delicious.
Really good. How yeah. long do we have the summer menu now?
We got until
end?
The end of the month.
Okay, so you've got a couple weeks left.
Yep, and then we'll be kicking off the fall menu. So we'll be talking about that probably next week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're kind of rolling that out. So we'll be talking about that, the fun things that are coming up with that. And then that's what else. There's one more thing on the summer menu, and I'm like, what am I thinking about?
I don't know. You've got the list.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll think about it next week.
Okay. Well, something to remind folks about, too, in addition to today being Sonny Tillman's birthday, so there's a special going on today.
Yep.
You might want to repeat
the
$10.99.
That. $10.99. Rib dinner all day.
And
so
you know
my
favorite things that you do on Saturday
That's
and
right.
on Monday. We've got to mention
That's
those.
Right. That's right. Kids eat free and grandkids eat free every Saturday. Buy one, get adult entree, get a free kid entree. And so you can come on every Saturday. You don't need the app for that. You can just come on in and take advantage of that deal.
Mm-hmm.
And then every Monday, all locations do have a drive-through. So just come on, swing through the drive-thru at the nearest Sunny's location on Monday. Buy one, get one.
Free.
Free.
Pulled pork.
Pulled pork or sliced pork sandwiches.
There you go.
And you can get that on a bun or you can get that on a garlic bread either. Also.
There you go.
Either or.
Either or.
Either or. Sliced, pulled, garlic, bun. Take your pick.
Okay.
But don't miss it.
You've
but
had
don't
a lot of coffee it. Already, I can tell.
Shout out to Bobby King with Clover Property Rentals. He I had my typical energy drink this morning, but he brought me. We had a conversation last week about one of my favorite coffees in town, being the Biscoff Latte at Rex Cafe. It's just delicious. So if you like a Biscoff cookie, I mean they have a latte that's Biscoff.
That's interesting. No, that sounds yummy.
That's good. So he brought me one. So I had a Monster Energy.
And, I was noticing your energy was pretty up
and
this
a coffee
morning.
This morning.
Yeah, I was
so,
noticing
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
So, it's all good. Yeah. It's all good.
A little caffeine. I'll burn it off in the next few minutes. So all of our stores open at 10:45, folks. So if you're hungry, come on and see us. We open in just about 45 minutes. Every location, 10:45 every day, 7 days a week. We are open until 9:30 on Sunday through Thursday. And then until 10 p.m. on Friday and Saturday. So
perfect.
A little bit longer hours there on the weekend. So
which is good.
And a lot of times we have families that come in late. You know, they got an event going on or something like that. And they come in at 9 o'clock.
The
they stay, you know.
Back in school.
It happens a lot of times.
We got football coming up, soccer practice, lacrosse. We got all
lots
the different
going
sports
on.
Going on and classes and dance classes and things like that. So you can
it
always
is a
come
busy
in.
Busy time of year, that is for sure.
Just stop in. And if you don't feel like cooking, just
come
bring
to Sunny's.
Bring the gang to Sunny's.
That's right. Pick up a family feast. It's a great. Hey, you don't feel like cooking one night, and you got to feed the kiddos, right?
Right.
So come on and pick up one of those family feasts. You know, we say it's feeds 4 to 6, but, you know, you can get, you know, 4 meats, 3 big sides, and, you know, your bread and a gallon of tea, and it is a literal feast.
It kind of lasts longer than one feast, usually.
Usually.
Depending on how many people you have.
I mean, if you got 4 of me, we could probably smash it all, you know, okay. But... It is quite the feast, so you definitely get your bang for your buck on that.
All right. Well, there's lots to do this weekend, as we said. So we've got the event tonight. Cinemas in the Sand is tonight. And then Saturday is the City Movies in the Park.
Yeah.
So you got two nights of movies for
you.
Two
nights of movies, and I got to print a list. There's lots of things going on.
Cinemas in the Sand is showing Goat tonight, and that's on Pensacola Beach, and then Zootopia 2 tomorrow night.
There you go.
So lots to do.
I see the clock ticking. I bet the music fixing to start playing
it is
any
in second. Yep.
My goodness.
Oh, you're
there
so
it is. There it is. Well, I appreciate you having me, Meg.
All right.
Y'all come see us. We've got the 4 locations here in the News Radio area, and we'd love to host you. For all your catering needs, give us a call, sunnyscatering.com. Don't forget to download that app. Get you some free barbecue from Sunny's.
There you go. And happy birthday, Mr. Sunny Tillman. Heavenly birthday.
Thank
this
you,
is Pep Talk. We'll be back right after the news. Happy Sunnies. Happy Friday.